As well as the main charges being heard, three women gave testimony about what are known in court as prior bad acts to show that Weinstein had a particular pattern of behaviour. One of them, Tara Leigh Wolfe, encountered the producer when she was working as a waitress. She told the court that he called her to an audition as an actress and then raped her. I've been talking to Tara Leigh alongside her lawyer, Doug Wigdor, and asked what made her go public in the first place.
The decision to go public, it happened when I first read the breaking story on the Weinstein case, and the first thing I had said that came out of my breath after I read it was, I want to help these women. So that in itself felt easy, but realizing when I actually did enter the trial stage or even just as a participant, that part was when it became difficult, when I really understood what it meant to help the women.
And what was it about Weinstein's behaviour that you thought it was important that the court should know?
You know, I learned through this process myself, and I think like a lot of people, a lot of the public, I'm not savvy and I guess, you know, the legal terms or even just predatory behavior, because I don't have that mind state. I think I didn't even realize until my own discovery and therapy what being preyed upon was. And there was a certain aspect that I think a lot of people, the jury included and the public in general, don't realize. I myself had a tendency to sort of brush things off as like bad person, good person, but then to see how calculated certain things were, and I didn't even realize until my own journey where I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even notice that. Even though going over my story several times, things would come up that I didn't even identify, because I don't identify predatory behavior.
In what sense were they calculated, would you say?
How do I say? In meeting Harvey and then him suggesting that I come speak to someone at his company to audition for a part, I had no idea. I had every intention of meeting this woman. That's who I was supposed to meet. And that was the only person that I thought I was meeting. And I felt, you know, comfortable and safe there. And that is who I met. And then somehow being there, I was sort of coerced to go to another place and being, you know, put into another direction, which led me to Harvey's apartment. And looking back, I mean, in the moment, it's sort of from beat to beat, as far as like from my perspective. And now looking back at it, that was well orchestrated.
What Tara Leigh didn't know until today, until I told her about it, was that when she was called to read a part in this script called Pulse, and to come to the Weinstein company to meet someone else, it wasn't even Harvey Weinstein. What she didn't know until today was that the part that she was reading for actually didn't even exist. It actually had been given to somebody already. So it was a complete lure to get her to come to the Weinstein company unbeknownst to her.
Yes, that was news for me today. That was also another shocking revelation.
Just explain to us, Douglas Wigdor, what part that Tara Leigh's testimony played in this case?
You know, this case involved two primary victims, Mimi Haley and Jessica Mann. And those two victims were supported then by four other women, Annabella Sciorra, Tara Leigh, Dawn Dunning, and Lauren Young. And all of those other witnesses really testified as to Harvey Weinstein's intent and modus operandi. And it was so important, I think, because the defense tried to cross-examine Ms. Haley and Ms. Mann about various different inconsistencies and things regarding their credibility. But when you have six women who can testify as to what happened to them and their stories are so strikingly similar, it becomes infinitely more difficult for the defense to be able to put up a rigorous defense. And ultimately, the prosecution here was able to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt, not on the highest counts, but on counts that are going to put Harvey Weinstein in prison for a long period of time.
And what was your reaction to hearing about the verdict, Tara Leigh?
It's taken the entire day, actually, to process what the verdict is and what that actually means. And it was while actually Doug sort of painted a picture for me of Harvey was taken in handcuffs, and I wasn't in the courtroom, so I didn't see any of it. But hearing that he was put in handcuffs and taken to Rikers, when I heard that visual, it just that emotion and the reality of what we all did and what happened today, that sunk in. I feel justice was served. I feel vindicated in everything that we did.
Douglas McDoy, I wanted to ask you about a legal aspect of the case, which was that Tyler Wolfe was, her testimony was of prior bad acts, which isn't generally allowed in criminal trials, and this has come under criticism. So how would you say it's justified?
Well, use of these sorts of pieces of evidence actually goes back many years, but it's only used for a certain purpose. It's not being used to show that just because he may have done these things in the past, that he has done these things for which he now stands trial for. What the witnesses, and there were three of them in this particular trial, although the prosecution wanted to introduce, I think, 10, so the judge ultimately curtailed that to three. But the witnesses, and the jury was so instructed about this, were only permitted to show the defendant Harvey Weinstein's modus operandi, which was the way he would lure women to his flat or to his business through trying to get them to come by reading a script or talk about business. So from modus operandi, or to show his intent. And that was the limiting instruction that was given to the jury. It is powerful evidence, and I understand the defense's position that this sort of evidence, even though there is an instruction to the jury, may be, you know, so cumulative and so potentially prejudicial because, you know, they're unrelated potentially to the main victims. But it does have certain relevance, I think. And the judge in this case tried to strike some middle ground, again, by not letting 10 women testify, but three.
Tara Leigh, you'll have heard the defense throughout the trial, and the argument made there was that Harvey Weinstein was guilty of bad behavior, nothing more than that. Your response?
It's absurd. There's so much bad behavior doesn't begin to cover it. I mean, what he's taken away from so many women, both physically, emotionally, spiritually, bad behavior, that doesn't say anything close to what he's done. I mean, he's changed the course of so many women's lives in a negative way. We don't get back what he took away. We don't know who we would have been if we had back what he took from us.
Tara Leigh Wolfe and Douglas Wigdor, thank you both.